Before we go into the silence this morning, I wanted to talk a little bit about introducing this next aspect of the practice. So you can come out of your deep samadhi and just hang out for a few moments. I'd like you to open your hand and put it out in front of you. Have it nice, wide, and open. And take a look and see what you see. And I'd want to ask a few responses. Just tell me what you see there. We can just call out whatever, something that you see.
Different color of skin.
Different color skin.
Lines.
Lines, yeah.
Age.
What is it?
Age.
Age, yeah. What is it?
Veins.
Veins, too, yes.
Life.
Huh?
Life.
Life, yes. Wonderful.
Shadow and light.
Color and light?
Shadow.
Shadow and light, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Softness.
What's that?
Softness.
Softness, yes. So many things to see. But if you take a look from another vantage point, something that often is not noticed, you can see, or you could say, that you're looking at space with a hand in it. You notice there's a lot of space there. There's just a few digits pointing out, but we focus on the digits, we focus on the objects, and not so often do we tune into the space within which the objects are appearing. Actually, if you look at that whole view, there's a whole lot more space than there are fingers. So, okay, you can put your hand down now. Did very well. So with our instructions today, what I wanted to point you to, invite you to notice, is one aspect of experience that is there all the time, but that is generally under the radar of our perception, and that is the awareness that's noticing everything. The awareness is happening all the time, and without it, there would be no experience, or at least no experience as you're experiencing it. If you look at this form and your eyes are working, can you not see me? Can you turn off your awareness? And the way that you're seeing is that there's something in this mind-body process that automatically knows. You're not making it happen. Right? It's just happening. In Buddhist psychology, when we have a sense impression, there's the object, there's a sense organ, and there's a consciousness that registers, that knows. And all three come together, and that's called contact. If you're hearing these words and your ears are working and your organ is working, can you not hear these words? Try to not hear the sound. You can't. The awareness is happening all by itself. Your awareness is awaring, just all by itself. And so in the practice, one of the things that the Buddha talked about is noticing, being aware of awareness itself. That every experience there is an object and the knowing of the object. There is the sound and the knowing of the sound coming together. There is a sensation, a stimulus, and the knowing of the stimulus. So with this this period today, we'll include the knowing aspect of experience as a as part of the meditation field. Now, it's a tricky thing because it's hard to catch the awareness, because the awareness is what's noticing awareness. And so it's hard to see itself, just like the one thing that probably that you can't see unless you're in front of a mirror is your eyeball. Can you see your eyeball directly if you're not looking in a mirror? No. It's shining through. You know it's there, but you can't turn back and look at it because you can't. Very articulate today. I hope you're impressed. So anyway, as you're including including awareness as part of your experience, it's not something that you can notice straight on, but it's something that you can sense. So as we do the meditation, I'll invite you to just get sensing of this. And the one way, one tip, if you want to tune into it, is to just sense it. Just like when you were looking at your hand, we tend to go right into the object. But if you just come back a bit and don't go so focused on the object, you can sense that there's the knowing of the object. In fact, just one more time, look at your hand, okay? And instead of going right into the fingers, just know that you're seeing as well as seeing the object. So there's that object, the hand, and sense the knowing of it. It's very subtle. Don't try to catch the knowing. Just know that knowing is happening. So it's almost like stepping back a little bit and including the knowing as well as the object in there. Okay, you can put your hand down. And if this doesn't make sense or you're finding yourself getting a little bit lost, forget it. This is not a pass-fail test. But just to include from time to time this sense of knowing, as we've been saying, the awareness can know anything. It can know sense impression, it can know sounds and emotions or whatever, and it can be pleasant or unpleasant. Awareness doesn't care what it's noticing. The awareness doesn't care. That's why it doesn't matter what is happening in your meditation, when you tune into the awareness of it, it's all equally just arising in this field of knowing. So can be very freeing to just tune into the knowing of experience. Then there's not good or bad experience, there's just the knowing and whatever the experience is. Okay, so we can now do the meditation, and we can, if you'd like, we can talk about it after it's finished. So first, as you're sitting here, just as we've been doing, get connected in your posture. Let it be both an expression of upright dignity as well as receptivity and ease. Perhaps doing a quick body scan to just let yourself come to ease and softening. Feel a connection to the earth. Just let the earth support you. It's always here for you. Don't miss out on that gift. You're supported by life. Perhaps have a soft half smile on your face to let some ease in the heart. Perhaps a few deeper breaths and let the whole system come to calm and ease, as well as energy. Relax as you exhale. Letting the breath be just as it is. Let it breathe you. And then including all the things that we've talked about, when they arise and become apparent, sensations in the body, when they become strong, sounds, knowing that hearing is happening, images, knowing seeing, emotions when they arise, the thinking process itself, as thoughts coming and going. When there's a strong sense impingement, you might notice, remember, the pleasantness or unpleasantness or neutrality of experience. And all of this is happening in the space of awareness. Just relaxing, not trying to catch, but just sensing awareness is registering in every moment your experience. There's whatever object is here and the knowing of it. If all of these words and these instructions seem like a lot to remember, it comes down to very simply knowing what's happening now, however it is presenting itself to you. Letting it be how it is, unless you need to make some adjustment to be more at ease with it. And receiving it with a very kind, interested, relaxed awareness that's always happening. And whenever you realize that you've wandered off, no judgment at all. It's just what minds do. Bringing it back with kindness and patience and sincere intention to be here once again, just for this moment. And now this moment. And this moment.